unclean thinking and suffer not our hatred.
Following an opening prayer at the White House, President Trump presides over a cabinet meeting where the economy was the central focus.
Our economy is doing better than it ever has before. It was going in the wrong direction when we came on board, and now it's doing better than ever before.
Trump is getting some credit from voters for the economy, says Gallup pollster Frank Newport.
We know that Trump's highest approval rating is now for handling the economy, 50% approval rating on handling the economy in our latest poll, and that's pretty good, relatively speaking.
But there have been plenty of distractions of late, including Trump's decision to revoke the security clearance for former CIA Director John Brennan and his spat with former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman. Trump's move on Brennan alarmed many Democrats, including Virginia Senator Mark Warner.
To me, smacks of Nixonian-type practices of trying to silence anyone who's willing to criticize this president. That puts us, again, in uncharted territory.
Trump's controversial immigration policies and widespread criticism of his recent summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin may also be keeping his poll numbers low, says analyst Larry Sabato.
And he's not a 50% president. He's never been over 50% in the polling averages for one single day of his presidency.
Trump's approval rating could have an impact on Republicans trying to keep their congressional majorities in November, says John Hudak.
The party of the president typically loses seats in a midterm election. That is enhanced by a president who is unpopular, and President Trump's approval rating has historically been unpopular, and it continues to be so.
Trump supporters believe that voters will give the president credit for the strong economy in November, including former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski.
Unemployment in our country, not just among middle-class white Americans like me, but Hispanics and African Americans, are at the lowest levels since recorded history in 1973. This president should be praised for that.
Trump remains popular with his base, but whether that is enough to stem a Democratic wave in November remains to be seen. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.